you sitting comfortable? Okay, thank you very much. Sure. Good morning, and welcome to this special day of worship. In a few moments, Captain will introduce our special guest for today. But for now, you need to listen, and listen well, because I'll only say this once or twice. Now, tea and coffee will not be served in the community hall following worship. Will not be served in the community hall. In fact, there will be, just after 12 o'clock, there will be an open air on the triangle, and we'd like as many of you as possible to wander up and join in with us, just for 12 o'clock. Now, if because of age and health, you can't possibly make it to the open air, but you're staying to the meal. On duty. Will you remind me next week? It's number one. One, two, three, four. Right, great. So please, if you're staying for the meal but you can't make it to the open air, then please remain in this hall till we're called in to eat together. Now, following the fellowship meal, between two and three, there will be a time that we will be spending with the majors. So please, if you're going home, you can come back for 2 o'clock. Finally, two announcements. On the 8th of July, the Songsters will be helping Woodbridge Corps celebrate their 140th anniversary. And the festival's in the Woodbridge Hall at 7 o'clock, and it's £3 on the door to get in. So bring your £3 as well, will you? On the Saturday, the 15th of July, the Salvation Army Household Troops Band will be in Felixstowe. And at 1:30, they'll be holding an open air on the triangle, followed by a march of witness. And finally, at 7 o'clock in the evening, a festival here. Tickets are available from Andy Cracknell, so please make sure you get them. Right, I've said it all once. Now, Captain, here's the mic working.
How's that? Can you hear me? Good. That's the gift of being Scottish. I don't need a mic to be heard anyway. But it's good to be together this morning. It's good to welcome you to this place this morning. I can think of no better place to be than the Salvation Army on a Sunday morning. Thank you, Major. Someone's listening. Someone's listening. It seems that many are unconvinced. But the Lord is here. The Holy Spirit is here. We have experienced, those of us who were in the prayer meeting this morning, we have experienced the presence of the Holy Spirit this morning. So there is absolutely no reason that we shouldn't be either. Because the Holy Spirit is present and is amongst us and is ready to minister. If only we open our hearts and our souls and our minds to that reality. We welcome this morning in Majors Temba and Nokutula Malobo. I've had months of practice. We welcome them this morning. The Majors are currently stationed at the International College for Officers in Sunbury Court. And Major Temba as the business officer, and Major Nokutula as the senior education officer. Is that correct? I should never have asked for confirmation. We got to know the Major some time ago when Lisette attended a short course at the International College of Officers. They exerted a significant influence on Lisette at that time. We have enjoyed bumping into them on occasion at Salvation Army events. We are without doubt this morning that their ministry will bless us. So we thank you for being with us. We recognize that your life is busy, both in terms of your current responsibilities, but also in preparation for returning to South Africa in a few months' time. We welcome you, and we look forward to your ministry among us this morning. Over to you.
Hallelujah.
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 Good morning, everyone. It's so good to be here this morning. We thank the Lord for making it possible for us to come here. Thank you for the invitation. We are not only by ourselves. We've got two children that are with us. One kind of a young adult child, a daughter, Owetu, she's here with us, and a son, Awande, he's also here with us. So we are a family of four. Okay, I'm not here to talk about myself. Let me get to the real business. From Philippians chapter 2, verse 9 to 11. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen.
Good morning. Good morning. Hallelujah. Let's just a little bit with the voice and energy take it to Africa. Can we?
Yes.
Wow. What a good morning. What a lovely congregation. I'm looking forward to listening. Where is the bandmaster? I'm looking forward. I can't wait to hear the sound of the band. And this morning, we are going to sing the song. The song that we are going to sing, Jesus, the name high over all. We are going to sing this song, and in this song, there is a question. What did Jesus do? And what we should do about it? And the short answer, or the short response, it's how we should respond to what we are going to sing. Will you stand with me as we sing this song? Number four, oh, that the world will taste and see the riches of his grace. The arms of love that compass me would all mankind embrace. And we'll sing verse 4. 5 and 6, Ben Master, straight through.
All that the world will see, all his grace.
Amen. Please be seated. As we continue to worship this morning, we confirm there is no other name. There is no other name that we can worship to. And this morning we want to share short with you, just to share simple, and we want to talk about trusting in God. We want to remind one another about trusting this God. What more can we do? Simple trust in him. And as we come to this time of prayer, we are going to sing two choruses. And let's not forget, we are living in the world that is challenging, facing challenges in our life, in the world that we are living in, facing wars. War in Ukraine, war in Sudan, war all over the world. But this morning, our God is able. He's able to take care of all those situations. And we are going to sing this chorus together as we reflect. He is able, more than able, to accomplish what concerns me today. He is able, more than able, to handle anything that comes my way. Our God is able. Do you believe that? My God is able to handle anything, anything. As we sing, let's reflect on that. And let's make this song a song of commitment to say, Father, we know you are able. You are able to handle anything. As we continue, do you believe that God is able? Do you really believe that God is able to handle anything? To handle anything, any challenges that are you facing? Do you believe that God is watching over you? As we continue to sing this chorus once again, let's make it our testimony. Let's make it our commitment that, you know, God, we know, we can't handle it, but we know that you can. Let's sing again.
Is able.
There is a Redeemer, Jesus, God's own Son, precious Lamb of God, Messiah, Holy One. And the chorus says, thank you, O my Father, for giving us your Son and leaving your Spirit till the work on earth is done. We are going to sing again this song as we are in a spirit of prayer, before we commit ourselves to God in prayer. He is the Redeemer. Please stand with me as we sing this song. Father, this morning we come before you and we thank you for who you are. Father, we thank you for giving us your Son to die for us so that we can be called your daughters and sons. Thank you, Father, for allowing us to come together, to come and worship. Father, to worship you. And this morning, once again, we confirm and we commit ourselves and we say, there is no other name above all names. It's only your name. Father, we thank you for knowing that you are able. You are able to handle anything, any challenges, anything, Father, that we are facing. And this morning, we are taking everything to you. Father, we pray for those that they belong to this call. And Father, they are not able to come because they are not well. We bring them into your hands. We pray for them. We pray, Father, that your Holy Spirit this morning will move and will touch them. We pray, Father, that you will heal them. Not just heal them, but heal them completely. We commit this meeting into your hands. We pray for your Holy Spirit. We pray, Father, that once again, your Holy Spirit will move through the band, will move through the the songsters, we move through everyone that is here, Father, and we'll feel that you are with us. We commit ourselves and we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated. And this morning, as we continue with the time of worship, the songsters are going to sing for us. In fact, they are not going to sing for us. They are going to minister to us. They are going to share the word of God with us. And we pray that as they share, we'll listen and we'll commit ourselves to him. Amen.
Thank you so much, Songstars. That was perfect. That was brilliant. Thank you. That's amazing. Thank you for the wonderful music. Now, I need my people. Young people, please come. Please come. And also, I'd like to acknowledge the young people. You sang beautiful. That was lovely. Thank you. Please come. Please come. And show me where you normally sit for your children's story so that I can sit there. Okay, come sit with me here. I think I can be as loud as I can be, so I don't think I need a mic. Do you think I need a mic? No, I don't. Okay, anyway, the story is for children, so if you do, if you are able to hear me, that's okay, but if you are not, the story is for young people. Brave. You are brave. Okay, all of you is brave. You are brave. So let me give to you. Just hold it carefully. I trust you. Okay. All right. You now have a gift. Can you please try and open it? How? What is in there? Careful, careful. Be careful. I trust you. Okay. What do you think is in there?
Eggs.
Are you sure? Quite heavy, so I wonder if it's real eggs. Do you think it's eggs in here? Do you think it's eggs? How, guys, you don't trust me?
I don't think
you don't think it's eggs? What do you think it is?
Well, if it is eggs, you shouldn't trust me.
Okay, let's see. Okay, let's see. Okay, pick one thing. What is that?
That's a Salvation Army.
Yes. You are brilliant. Yes, this is Salvation Army. Okay, be careful. Don't touch eggs. Don't touch eggs. Okay, take something else. What is that?
Chocolate.
Chocolate. Yay, that's nice. Do you want to give that away? Do you want to give that away? Okay. Who do you like to give it to? Who do you want to share the chocolate with? She's saying this. Do you trust her with your chocolate? Do you trust her?
My Jesus, my Savior, Lord, there is none like you. All of my days I want to praise the wonders of your mighty love. My comfort, my shelter, tower of refuge and strength. Let every breath, all that I am, never cease to worship you. Shout to the Lord, all the earth, let us sing. Power and majesty, praise to the King. Mountains bow down and the seas will roar at the sound of your name. I sing for joy at the work of your hands. Forever I'll love you, forever I'll stand. Nothing compares to the promise I have in you. My Jesus, my Savior, Lord, there is none like you. All of my days I want to praise the wonders of your mighty love. My comfort, my shelter, tower of refuge and strength, let every breath, all that I am, never cease to worship you. Shout to the Lord, on the earth let us sing. Power and majesty, praise to the King. Mountains bow down and the seas will roar at the sound of your
Five to 34. Let's read together. Do not worry. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more important than food, and the body more important than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to his life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the lilies of the field grow? They do not labor or spin, yet I tell you, that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, or you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Amen. We are now going to enjoy the ministry by the band. Amen. Thank you.
Strength rises, we wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. Strength rises, we wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. Our God, you reign forever. Our hope, our strong deliverer. You are the everlasting God, the everlasting God. You do not faint, you won't grow weary, and you're defender of the weak. You comfort those in need. You lift us up on wings like eagles. Strength arises, we wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. Strength arises, we wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. Our God, you reign forever. Our hope, our strong deliverer. You're the everlasting God, the everlasting God. You do not faint, you won't grow weary. You're the defender of the weak. You comfort those in need. You lift us up on wings like eagles.
Looking forward. I'm still looking forward to that kind of a worship. Thank you. Thank you, Tim, for leading us to this time. 2 years ago, we flew from Johannesburg to London during the pandemic time. It was not easy for us to move from Johannesburg, South Africa, to UK to take up the new appointment. It was not easy because of the pandemic. All the papers were ready, everything was there. But now, because it was during the COVID time, we have to wait until we know that are we able to fly in? And we have to take a long flight before we reach to London. And we have to go up to Ethiopia before we come to London. Well, there is a direct flight from South Africa, from Johannesburg to London. But there was no way because SAA was not able to fly to London. As we flew to Ethiopia and were excited to leave our families, our home, and we were saying, we can't wait to see what God is planning and what is in store for us next door. And we packed our things, we left, say bye to the families, we said bye to friends. And we were trusting God during that time of pandemic. And I remember we asked the question, are you willing, even when you get to London, to go to quarantine? And we had many stories about quarantine. It's not good. People are not okay. And we said, we checked with the kids and we said, are you ready? And they said, yes, we'll go. And let me tell you, we arrive in London There was no problem in quarantine. In fact, we enjoyed to spend that time together in that hotel, looking at people walking up. We're allowed to go out and walk around and come back. But one thing that we look at as we're sitting in that hotel, looking at people walking up and down, we're saying, are we not in a mental place where people are not okay? Because we're looking at people walking up and down, same way, going down and coming back, down, coming back. And we started to say, is this normal? Well, it was not normal. But before I say that, we're in Ethiopia. While we're in Ethiopia, everything got loose. We showed them everything, all the papers. We showed them the booking of the hotels. The army did everything, and everything was ready. But there was this only one person that was not willing to allow us to go through. And the flight was ready, and we kept on trusting. And I remember I walked to the manager and back, and the family, my kids, my wife, they kept on praying. And in my mind, I kept on saying, I trust we will reach London no matter what. I trust. When the flight was about to leave, we asked, can you go through everything? It's clear. Friends, this morning I just want to say, what more can we do? What more can we do but simple trust in Him? Simple trust in God. This morning I just want to remind us that we need to trust to the one who called us, to the one who created us, to the one who made us to be in this earth. And I'm sure that in your life you have had many people, or you have heard these words, Ben Master, I trust you. I trust you that you can do this. I'm sure that you have heard the word, well, I trust you, go for it, go for it. I don't know about you, how many times you have heard those words when people, they said, we trust you, but you disappoint them. Well, but this morning, it's not about disappointment. It's about trusting in God. Sometimes when we hear these words from people, we get encouraged. We decide to do more because we know that there are people that are trusting us. We know that there's someone who says, I trust you, you can do this. And this morning, the scripture that we read, it's remind us about not worrying. We need to stop to worry. We need to stop to be worried about tomorrow. But we need to trust in God. We need to trust to the one who created us. We are living in the challenging times, and the trust, it's not easy. I think you just heard someone saying, I don't trust my brother. Families, they don't trust each other. Friends, they are no longer trusting each other. Brothers, they don't trust each other. Sisters, they don't trust each other. The world that we are living in, even the church, among the believers, we do not trust each other. We are living in the challenging times. But this morning, I just want to remind you, simple trust in God. You know, your future, it's in God. Your future, it's in God's hands. Simple trust in Him. When we give our burdens, our worries, Our God cares for that. When we give our burdens, God bring peace to us. Trust and believe that God is for you, that God is for us. Friends, it takes faith to move in the middle of uncertainty. The scripture that we just read this morning, we see in Matthew chapter 6, verse 25 to 34, we see some words that are kept on being repeated. Jesus, he kept on saying, do not worry. Why do you worry? Friends, why do you worry? Simple, trust in him. And this verse reminds us that even when we don't have all details about tomorrow, about ourselves, about our future, but we can trust the one who's leading us. Trust can damage relationship. Not trusting can rob our joy, can take away opportunities. It can even affect ourselves. In fact, it can affect others. It can affect our relationship with God. If we don't trust, we'll always see others as enemies, or we'll see others as troublemakers. And Jesus said, and why, in verse 28, and why do you worry about clothes? Observe how the white flowers of the field grow. They do not labor or spin thread. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in his splendor was adorned like one of these. But God look after the birds. So friends, why do you worry? Why do you become concerned? Don't worry about tomorrow, but trust in God. If God can clothe the flowers of the field, the lesser part of creation, do you think he cannot take care of you? If God can watch over birds, do you think God cannot take care of us? Let's simply trust him. David, in Psalm 112, verse 7, he said, He will not fear of bad news. His heart is steadfast. Trust in the Lord. And friends, once again, we are being encouraged by David to trust our Creator. He is our Creator. We need to put our trust in him. We need to give him everything that we have and trust him. God is the one who created time. He is in control. Friends, let's trust this God. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 to 6 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your paths straight. Friends, we need to trust God with all our heart. We need to trust in him, not with our own understanding. Sometimes we find ourselves in trouble, we find ourselves in challenges because we use our own understanding to try and do things. But this morning, we are being encouraged and reminded to trust God. Who do you trust? Do you trust your friends? Do you trust your families? I'm not saying to you, don't trust your family. Trust your family. But above all, trust God. He will never disappoint you. He will never leave us or forsake us. This God is trustworthy. Our God is trustworthy. When it's become difficult, he never leaves us. He's always with us. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7 says, cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. And friends, that is our God. Cast all your anxiety. And he will take care. And this morning, do you want to trust God or do you want to trust your friends? Do you want to trust people that you know or you want to trust our Creator? I want to encourage you, trust him. Blessed is the man who makes the Lord his trust, who does not turn to the proud, to those who go astray after a lie. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord. Who do you trust this morning? Do you trust God? Do you trust your friends? Do you trust people that you know? But I want to encourage you this morning, do not worry. Do not worry about tomorrow, but simply trust him. Do not be concerned about tomorrow. Simply trust the Lord, and he will make a way for you. When it comes to trusting, we need to believe. We need to believe that our God is trustworthy. Let me conclude by reminding all of us that God knows what we need. This morning we sang a song. We sang a chorus. He's more than able. He's more than able if we trust him. Our God is more than able. He knows what we need. He knows what we are worried about. He knows what the future holds for you. Be rest assured that God has not lost you. We are valued by him. We are his prize. We are his favorite. In all the universe, we are his favorite. You know why? He sent Jesus Christ to die for you and for me so that we can be called the sons and the daughters of heaven. Do you trust him? Do you believe in him? Do you believe that this God is the God that you can trust? Do you know that is the best thing that you can do is to trust him? Put your trust in God, and the rest will be history. Seek him, and he will take care of you. What more can we do? Let us trust him. He will never leave us or forsake you. Maybe you need to be still, just to be still in his presence. And say, God, I trust you. Maybe things are not going well in your family. Maybe things are not going well to your work. Maybe things are not going well with your friends. But this morning, I want to invite you as we sing, be still for the presence of the Lord. We'll sing, and I want to invite you to come and commit yourself in trusting him. Or you can just stand and say, Father, I'm in your presence and I am standing and I'm still and I'm saying, I want to trust you. In everything that I'm facing, in every challenges that I know about it, I trust you. I trust you that you'll take care of those things. Or maybe you are excited and you say you want to tell the world that you trust this God and you want people to know that you trust this God. Even this morning, there's a place where you can come and kneel and pray. Maybe someone will come and pray with you. Maybe you want just to pray where you are. Yes, you can do that. But as we sing, as we listen, maybe it's the time just to reflect and say, let us be still in his presence as we sing, be still in the presence of the Lord.
Still for the power of the Lord. Friends, this morning God can change things in our life. We need just to be still for his presence, because this God is trustworthy. And I pray that as we continue, we thank God for those that they just came and say, I trust in him. We'll continue to say, be still for the presence of the Lord. And we just want to take this time of prayer. Maybe there is someone that you want to pray with as we continue playing. And thank you. Thank you, sister, for playing. There is someone in the core that is not well, and you want to say, God, we trust you that you can speak. This morning, just lift up your voice and pray as we continue in this spirit of prayer, and we'll continue and say, He's able. He's able. This morning, for God is still able, and He's able, more than able. As we continue with this time of prayer, it's time of reflecting. Let's reflect to Him. We trust Him. We trust Him.
Let's join together.
He is able.
Let's pray together, shall we? Heavenly Father, we praise you and we worship you this morning because you are our God. You are the creator of the universe. And yet you can condescend to love each and every one of us, Lord. And we thank you that in your sight we are of great value, Lord. You love each and every one of us, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness. We thank you, Lord, that in you we find forgiveness. And we thank you, Lord, that in you we find hope. So this morning, Lord, my prayer is that if anyone is still resisting, Lord, if anyone is still filled with a sense of fear, Lord, if anyone is feeling a sense of unworthiness, Lord, that all that has been preached this morning does not apply to them, Lord. I pray that you would clear that away, Lord. Because we are indeed greatly loved. And we are promised a life of trust in you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We want to know you more. We want to know you better. We want you. We want to be your people. And this morning we pray, Lord, clear away what's stopping us from doing that. Clear away what's stopping us from trusting in you, Lord. You know us better than we know ourselves, Lord. May your Holy Spirit illumine those areas where we need to trust you, Lord. So that we wouldn't rely on our own strength. That we wouldn't rely on our own capacities, Lord. But that we would trust in what we know of you. That you're this great God that loves us. That you're this great God of second chances. That you're this God that gives us purpose and direction, Lord. That is our prayer this morning. We pray in the glorious name of Jesus Christ, who makes all these things possible. Amen.
Spirit, thank you. Let's sing together our closing song. Please, if you are able, stand so that you can enjoy singing together, praising the Lord. You know what, Felix Doe? Cole, you are part of a bigger army. You are part of the Salvation Army, the bigger church that we all represent. For us to be here, it gives us assurance that we are part of a big movement, the Salvation Army. I don't know how blessed you feel this morning about being part of this church. We are part of a big army. And let's celebrate and let's sing together the song that says, we are the band that shall conquer the foe if we fight in the strength of the King. If you are able, please stand. Let's sing together. We'll just flow. Thank you.